Okay. We're up to Cheshomer Aleph. Tamon Taninan. Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Reb Meir Omer Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. We said that there were gronos when the Chachamim said that you have to take off Maiser Behema and you can't shech them or eat them until you take off Maiser three times a year. There's also Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Behema. It's two separate things. So when is the Rosh Hashanah means when you can take Maiser from that year on that year, not on the following year or the year before. Every year needs Maiser. So any of the animals that are shayich to that year, Maiser is taken from that. Now when is the year end? So Reb Meir says, Be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah le'maiser. So any animals that are born before Echad be'elo go from the previous year. Any animals were born Tavshin Samach Zayin before Echad be'elo go on Tavshin Samach Zayin. The ones that are born after Echad be'elo are ready on the next year. From Elul on of Tavshin Samach Zayin, Tavshin Samach Ches. Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon, Omrim Be'echad B'Tishrei. And Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon say Echad B'Tishrei is the cutoff time. Ben-Azai Omer, Ho Eluliyim Misasrim Ifnei Asman. And Ben-Azai says, a Sofik. Since, we'll see one second, since some say Echad Be'elul, and some say Echad B'Tishrei, so anything born in Elul is not from the past year, not from the coming year. It has its own din. And the cutoff date, therefore, is Echad Be'elul and Echad B'Tishrei. And anything in between that is a Sofik and has to have to take off Maiser by itself. Omrab Chuna, time of the Reb Meir, ad kan hein mismatzos leileid min hayishonos, mekan ve'eleich hein maschilus leileid min hachadoshos. What's the reason, Reb Meir? Why echad be'elu? Because an animal, the hemadaka, gives birth after 5 months. So any animals that are born until echad be'elu were already pregnant before Nisan. So they're from the old year. And when they give birth before Echad Be'elul, so they're all back on the year before. Masha'en Kein, animals that give birth after Echad Be'elul could have gotten pregnant after Nisan. So they're ready from the coming year. That's why Elul is the cutoff point. Rav Yossi bar Rabun b'shem Rav Chuna, time of the Rav Elezer of Shimon. What's the time of Rav Elezer of Shimon? Why they say Echad B'Tishrei? Love shukarim hatzon elu habechiros, v'amokim yatvu bar elu hafilos yisroau af yashiru elu ve'elins nasan ledir l'saser. So no, there are animals that get pregnant earlier and animals that get pregnant later, and they both go into the deer to be nisaser together. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference if the ones were pregnant already before Nisan or the ones pregnant after Nisan. Everything till Echad B'Tishrei is all considered 1 year. Ben Azai, what about Ben Azai? Why does he say that the ones that were born during Elul, you take Maaser separately? Hoel ve'elu omrim kach, ve'elu omrim kach. Since Reb Meir says Echad Be'elul, and Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon say Echad B'Tishrei, you ha'eluliyim misasim fe'asim. Therefore, misafik, what's it called? You can't take off Maiser from something brought after Echad Be'elul for something before, because maybe the halacha is like Reb Meir. You can't take it together with the things born after Tishrei, because maybe the halacha is like Reb Elezer and Reb Shimon, and Elul is from the past year, not the coming year. So therefore, what do? You take off the Elul ones by themselves. Ha'ketzad, nolid lo behei ba'av, behei be'elul, behei b'tishrei. If he had animals born, Hey Av, Hey Elul, and Hey Tishrei. Three different sets of animals. Ein mitstarten. Then they're not mitstarten for Maiser. You had 5 that were born. You need 10 animals minimal to have Maiser. So you have 5 born before Elul, 5 born during Elul, and 5 born after Tishrei. So they're not mitstarten. Because the 5 born before Elul may be a different year than the ones after Elul, at least according to Reb Meir. So that's no good. The 5 born during Elul can't be mitzaref with the ones born after Tishrei, because maybe the halacha is like Rav Elazar of Shimon, and the new year already came, an Echad B'Tishrei. So therefore, and these are from the past year. So you're not mitzdarif any of them. The ones before Elul can't be mitzdarif, the ones during Elul because of Rav Meir. The ones during Elul can't be mitzdarif, but the ones after Tishrei because of Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar. And therefore, they could, if you only had 10 animals during Elul. Now the Rambam learns it's only a din l'chatchila. The Dievid, you could be mitzdarif them. The whole halacha, you can't take Meiser from 2 different years, only a din l'chatchila. The Dievid, you could do it. And he learns, doesn't learn this halacha here. He learns that it's only where you have, the Aruch Haner says at least, it's only where you have enough animals to have Meiser from this year and from the next year, then you don't mix them together. But if you didn't, and you need to be mitzvah, you can mitzvah them from 1 year to the other. Not lekula necessarily, just telling you the chatchila what you do. Then he's talking only they learn where you had enough animals, not my case. The case where you had 10 animals, each one. You can't put them all together.
Okay.
In this case, Mustami would take off Meiser. You would mitzvah them because you had no other eights.
All 15?
On all 15, yeah. On at least 10. Okay. Nolad lo beheba tishrei beheba of. On the other hand, if you had 5 born on hey tishrei and 5 born the next of, it's all 1 year, according to everybody, then they're mitzvah. Ubenazeh machriya al divrei talmidav. Shemara says, Benazeh is machriya on his talmidim. Rabbi Elazar and Rishim were talmidim of Benazeh. He says, I really don't understand and Rabbi Meir. The machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, but I'll be machriya as misafet. Lechora, the Rebbe should know very well what the talmidim say, so it's not going to be machriya on his talmidim. Asr Birmi of Rabbi Meisha, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shekein nechliku aleh avasolim. Now this machlokas was an earlier machlokas. Benazai was machriya on the earlier Tanoim who argued on the same machlokas that Rabbi Lesnar of Shimon argued. Umaninu avos olam, Tan Rabbi Yona komei Rabbi Yirmiyo Rabbi Shishmov Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shishmov Rabbi Akiva, who we'll see were at least partial rebbeim of Benazai, they're the ones who originally had this machlokas. Mora says also Meres Benazai chavar v'talmid hoyed Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Ben Azai wasn't exactly a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but he was a Talmud Chavar. In other words, a Talmud Chavar means either somebody that you are equal to, but you learn something from him. So you're a Talmud Chavar. You're not exactly a Talmud because you only learn something and you're equal to him. But you're a Chavar who's also a Talmud. And the Rambam learns a Talmud Chavar means any Talmud is not a Talmud Mufak of that Rebbe. He learned something from that Rebbe, not most of his learning. So then he's called a Talmud Chaver. In. So Mara says, Tema Rabbei Is Barnash, Omer le Rabbei, Hoil the Elu Omrukach, the Elu Omrukach. Right? The Chore, you have to say that. Because he couldn't have been Mamish's Rebbe, because who says about his Rebbe, these said this, and these say, says, my Rebbeim. This Rebbe said this, but this one said that. He doesn't talk. What's it called? Stam, Elu ve'Elu. Rab Avun b'shem Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchak Shomala min Hador. Right? He learned it from this, that he was a Talmud Chavar. Ben Azeh was a Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Akiva. Omrei Ben Azeh ala chalukim and al mitzdarin. El shabosu lachlu kolenu es hashovim. Right? And in Bava Basra, just had the Mishnah recently, I think. I heard them learning it here. That it's a shayla about Yerusha. Of who died first, who the Nechasim were in the Chazaka of, who the Ksuba is in the Chazaka of, the husband's Yorshim or the wife's Yorshim. And so Ben Azai, what's it called, and I don't remember who it was, Rabbi Akiva said, yeah. Rabbi Akiva came and he said, Beishamim Beishillel, what's it called, The Mishnah says that Beishamim and Beishillel both agree in one case that the halacha is the same. And then what's it called? Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, they still argue on that. So then as I said, it's not enough that we have to worry about the machlokas. You're telling us even where we said that they don't argue, that they argue too. You're making more machlokas. Right? Zosomeris ben Azai Chavar v'Talmud have the Rekiva. Right? From here you can see Ben Azai was not a Talmud only of Rabbi Akiva, he was a Talmud Chavar. Because if he would have been a Talmud, he wouldn't have said Bas Alachlok, he would have said Bo Rebbe. Would have spoke to him with Kavod. So when it says in Tamer Rab what's it called? Talmud Havig Rekiva. In Tema Rabbi Isbar Nash, Omer the Rabbi, El Shabbos Alachlok Alenos Hashavim. If he'd be his Rebbe, he wouldn't have said that Lashon, Bosa, he would have said, Bo HaRebbe. He would have spoken to him in the third person, not in the second person. You can see the attack on Chaditin. Well, Lulim, Osen Shinolda Be'elol, Ein Misasrin, Loim B'nei Tishrei, V'loim B'nei Av, Kino first time of the Kamon. Ad Kan Mismatzos, Ad Elol Nimshach Shiyoldos Ha'achrona Ha'uboros Kodim Nisan. Til Rosh Chodesh Elol, the ones that were pregnant before, what's it called, Nisan, give birth. The Ibura shall behemadaka hechadoshim, because the gestation period of a behemadaka is 5 months. Elo abechorosh mesabos ba'adar. So no, the Lezer of Shimon learned from the pasuk that there are early ones that get pregnant and later ones. The early ones get pregnant already in Adar. Elu ha'afilos, the Dorish Yatfu Meloshen ho'atufim lelovim, the Hainu ha'afelos, the later ones, Shematifos Misachros Melekabel Zohar Ad Nisan, and some don't get pregnant till Nisan. But both of them, Yoiru V'gam Yoshiru, means they both, you take Maisa from them together. Elu ve'elu, Dorish Yisro'au, Loshen Reyim, together, they're friendly. The Yoshiru Loshen Maisa. So they are all together friendly to be taken Meiser from all together. Kamo Yashiru, Yashiru. Shinasu Reyim Lichnos Ladir Yachad Lisasus. And from that pasuk, that both the ones who became pregnant before Nisan, the ones after Nisan, all have Meiser together. That means the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser is not Echad Be'elul, it's Echad Be'tishrei. Hoel Ve'elu, Reb Meir Omer Be'echad Be'elul, Reb Elazar of Shimon Omerim Be'echad Be'tishrei. Ein mitstarfin, ho elulim, loim hanolodim ba'av, to legabayo hein chodosh, veloim heisha betishrei, legabayo hein yoshan. We're not sure which the ones in Elul are. Is the halacha like Reb Meir, and they go back on the new year? Or is it like Reb Elazar Shimon, they go back on the old year? So therefore, since we don't know, we take Maisa from them alone. Hei betishrei vehei ba'av, kolomer ba'av sha'achar tishrei, mitstarfin. But if you had five born in Tishrei, and five born in the following of, according to everybody, they're the same year. Afapishyesh granos bin asayim, even though there are granos in between, the granos don't make a difference. It's the year of Maiser Behema that makes a difference, the Rosh Hashanah, not the different granos. Vabavli shom porich pshita, Maria's course, Mashani, maidus maldesema, ki heich de matziki shoni, machinami matziki granos, kamash malon. The granos have no relevance when it comes to which year of Maaser Sheni these things are. It's one Rosh Hashanah and that's it. And the Granos are Stam, they have no relevance to be Mitzar if the Behemoths are not. Ben Azai Machriya al Divrei Talmida of Asa, Bitmiya. Ben Azai is going to Machriya on his students. Right? He's Kesoka Daita, the Ben Azai Lachriya ben Rab Meir of Rab Shimon Ba. Nidikomer, Hoel the Elu Omrim, Hoel Elu Omrim. Lekach Metama v'chi Efshe Lomar, Shabola Hachriya Beneim, Rabbi Azai is in Hachriya on what his Talmidim said. Valohem hayu Talmidov. Vade havi motzi lemekam atamayu. He could figure out who was right and who was wrong. Right? If it was his Talmidim, then he should have known, right? Should have looked into it and been paskin himself who was right. What? No, Machriya means that he's not. Machriya over here means I'm going to be, I can't be Machriya. I can't decide who's right. So therefore, Misafik, we're going to make the Elul by itself. But if he was the Rebbe, he should have been able to Machriya. He should have been able to decide who was right and who was wrong. V'havilei l'mikvah halacha k'mand d'mistaber tamei. He should have looked into it. They're both his Talmidim and decided which one was right halachically and paskin like him. V'lo l'hachriya. And over here, there's two l'hachriya. One l'hachriya means to decide. He said, I can't be Machriya. I can't decide one way or the other, so we'll make it a suffix. Right. There's also an idea that the Machria is the guy, is the Tana, yeah, the Tana, who says that this one said this, this one said, I'll say something in the middle. That's also a Machria. That's how the Bavli also answers the same thing. The Omer l'Rabbe, Hoel ve'elu Omrim. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva was not Mamish, his Rebbe, but he was a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Akiva. V'lo Omer Hoel ve'Rebbe Omer Kein. Shom Alom min Hador, Sheben Azai Hoya Talmud ve'Chaver l'Rabbi Akiva. Shebosa v'lo Hiskar l'Shin Rebbe. He didn't say Rebbe Bo. Shebosa, he spoke to him in the second person, obviously it wasn't his Rebbe Mamish. Okay. Tamon Taninon. Again, the Mishnah says over there is in Bechoros. Kol hanoladim mi'echod b'tishrei ad kavtes ve'elul hare'ilu mitstarfim. Right? Any animal born from echod b'tishrei till kavtes elul, this is like Reb Elezer and Reb Shimon, that the Rosh Hashanah of what's it called, of Maisa Behema is Echad B'Tishrei. So anything born from Echad B'Tishrei till Chavtes Be'el is all the same year. Chamisha Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Chamisha L'Acha Rosh Hashanah. If five were born before Rosh Hashanah and five after Rosh Hashanah, ain't Mitztarefet, then they're not connected. They're 2 different years, so not Mitztarefet. Hey Lifnei Hagorin. Behein L'Acha Hagorin. Right, and again, the Rambam would learn, it's talking where you had then another five later on in the year, and you would start with them together. If you had five before the Gorin, and five after the Gorin, the three Gronos are around the Sholosh Regalim, like we had before. Harelim would start, and that's irrelevant. The fact that it's from a different Gorin doesn't make it that's not Mitzvah for Maiser Behema. Omer Yosi, Hada Omeris, Meiser Behema lo osu osa lo kechenet v'lo kishlish. Right, now the Gemara says like this. The fact that it said that anything born before Echad B'Tishrei, or anything born after Echad B'Tishrei, till Chavtes Elul, right, is all 1 year. So you see from here that Meiser Behema is not like Meiser Peiros or Meiser Dogen. Meiser Peiros goes after Chanota, when it's already fit to be eaten. In other words, it's already, the first pre comes on to the it already has a Tsuras pre. It already is, what's it called, is not fit to be eaten, but it's it already has a Tsuras pre, Chanota. Or Shlish, Veloki Shlish. Shlish is where it's, what's it called, where it's reached a third of its growth. That's by Tvua. Meiser, in order to be considered that year, had to grow a third in that year. In other words, Tvua grew only less than a third in Tavshin Samach Zayin. And it didn't reach a third till Tavshin Samach Ches. Then its year of Meiser is Tavshin Samach Ches, not Tavshin Samach Zayin. If it reached a third of its growth in Tavshin Samach Zayin, then Tavshin Samach Zayin is the year of Meiser. That's for Tvua. For fruit, if it had chanota in what's it called, in Tavshin Samach Zayin, then it's Tavshin Samach Zayin. But if it wasn't chonate till after Tu B'Shvat, of chanota goes with Tu B'Shvat, because that's Le'ilonos, Rosh Hashanah for Ilonos. So if it was chonate before Tu B'Shvat, it's on the last year. If it's after Tu B'Shvat, it's on the coming year. What? Except for Shemitah, right? Samara says, in Tamer Kechonit Lishne Kol Hamuborim Me'echad B'Tishrei Ad Esrim V'Tisha Be'elu. If it would go after Chanota, when it first became Nikr, then it became Nikr when he came pregnant. So the pregnancy should be the, what's it called, the line of demarcation, not the birth. Because the birth is like when the fruit's ripe, and the pregnancy is like when it first comes out and you can see it. So then it should be kol hamu borin. If they would make meiser behema like meiser peiros, then it should go after the pregnancy. Because that's when it's nicker that this animal already is coming into the world. Just like it's nicker that the fruit is going to be coming into the world and ripen. In tamer kishlish, and if you say we'll go after shlish, shlish is when it's already ready to be eaten. Once it's shlish kidulo, it's already edible. That's why tvua. Listening kolam nolodim adesim v'shnayim be'el. Why? Because you're not allowed to shecht an animal till 8 days pass by. So really, the Rosh Hashanah should be anything born on Esrim v'shnayim be'elul, because then you need the extra 8 days for it to be fit to be eaten till Rosh Chodesh, till Echad B'Tishrei. So if they made it like a shlish, then it, Rosh Hashanah shouldn't be Echad B'Tishrei for things that are born before Echad B'Tishrei, but things that are born before the 26th, 22nd of Elul. So you have 8 days, so it's fit to be eaten. Just like the shlish, it's fit to be eaten. And if the halacha would be like chenet, then as soon as the animal's pregnant, even if it didn't give birth, it was pregnant already before Echad B'Tishrei, it's from the last year. So you see that it doesn't go after the pregnancy, and it doesn't go after when it's mamash fit to be eaten. So it's a new, separate halacha. It goes after when it's actually born, even though it's not fit to be eaten, and it was pregnant 5 months before. Reb Shammai b'shem Reb Beiboy, or Reb Bun, Reb Chia, kishlish asu also. No, it's kishlish. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, mechusar zman, nichnas odil isaser. And this goes according to Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds that even a mechusar zman, you can take meiser from it. You don't have to wait till it's fit to be shechted and eaten. It's considered for meiser even before that. Omer le, at omras chada milsa tamon tanin and benaze omer ho eluli misasim liatzman. Right? Lo afilu nola that esu metisha be'elu. Right? Islach meimer benaze krib shimin, the lo karabona. Okay, you want to tell me that Reb Shimon himself holds a krib shimin? I agree with that. Right? That Reb Shimon holds that you can take meiser of something that's mechusar zman. So therefore, there's no raya from here. That what's it called, that the Rosh Hashanah doesn't go after when it's fit, like the shlish. Okay, because Reb Shimon happens to hold that you can take off mice already from things that are mechusar zman, but ain't a chinami. The Rosh Hashanah is different. The mice you can take off, but the Rosh Hashanah is taka like shlish. But Ben Azai also said the same thing. Ben Azai didn't say that you need 8 days. And as I said, mashma, anything that's born up to the cutoff point is what's it called, is from the past year, and anything born after the cutoff point is from the coming year. Doesn't depend on the 8 days. And you're going to tell me Ben Azai has to hold the Reb Shimon? Who said Ben Azai holds the Reb Shimon? That Mechusar Zman, you could take off Meiser. And if you can't take off Meiser of Mechusar Zman, then it's mistaber that the year isn't, if you compare it to Shlish, the year is what's it called only for those things that were fit to be eaten by the time the year came about. Where it says, "Kama da'at Omer al derabbanan meinichon l'shona haba v'hemis asrim b'nei shenason kachat Omer al deben azay meinichon l'goren haba v'hemis asrim b'nei anelulim." Right? So no, but the same way you can say with ben azay, say the same thing over here. Enochinami, you can't take off meiser now, because it's not fit for mice, because you can't eat it, you can't check it. So you wait 8 days till the next, in the coming year, and you take mice off from the ones from before. In other words, the cutoff point is not shlish. It's not when it's fit. The cutoff point is when it's born. But you can't take off mice from it till it's fit to be eaten. So you wait 8 days, and then you take off mice with the ones from the previous year. Omer Abchia, Zoso Meris, Yomim Shah Bechor, Mechusar Zman, Bohen Olin Latoshnaso. From here you see the same idea by Bechor. That the Bechor, when do you start counting its year? Bechor, what's it called, has to be brought within the year that it's born. So when do you start counting that year? From after 8 days when it's fit to be shechted, from then you count the year, or from when it's born? So you see over here the same thing. Even though over there you can't take off Meiser till it's fit to be eaten, till after 8 days. But Lamaisa, the Rosh Hashanah of it, the year of it, starts with what's it called, with when it's born. Same thing with the Bechor. the year of the Bechor starts when it's born, even though it's not going to be ready to be shechted till 8 days. Omer Rav Mona, Omer Rav Yona, Rav Yona, Abba Shoma Lo Min Hador, Kol HaBechor Ashi, he learned it from this passage, Kol HaBechor Ashi Yivoled, HaZocher Taktish, HaKetzer, Mishas Leidoso Atamona Lo Shona. From the time that it's fit to be Kodesh, when it's born, that's when you count the year. Even though it's not fit to be shechted or eaten till 8 days later. Lo kechenet. Meyecha b'tishrei, yesem l'rebelezer v'shimen, damri b'echa b'tishrei v'shalom maisha behem. Lo kechenet, keperus ha'ilan, dazlin ha'boser chanota, l'zman maisha shalahem. She'osin she'chontu, kodem tu b'shvat, misasa l'shover. Anything that was chonet before tu b'shvat is from the past year, it was chonet after tu b'shvat is in the coming year. Lo kishlish, tvua v'zeisim, azlin ha'boser gidulim ad kishlish. Gidulim ad kishlish. Zeisim, and tvua goes when what year it reached a third of its growth. Lisne kolam ubarim. If you go after chanota, it's similar to meiser peros. Then it should be dependent on the pregnancy. The ibur bebehema kechenet beilon. The pregnancy of an animal is like the chenet, is like the blossoming of the fruit. The lisne kolam ubarim echa betishrei lafukem ubarim kodem. Should depend on when the animal became pregnant, not when it gave birth. Ad kav beis be'elu, the roi la'akrova ad Rosh Hashanah. Shiyia ches yomim im yom chav beis shenolet bo, v'havi kishlish b'tvua v'zeisim. Shu gmoron l'maisa. Right? It should have to depend on what's going to be fit for eating by Rosh Hashanah. That means it needs to be born 8 days before. On chav beis elu. Ve'elu shenolet b'chav beis bo, hu shiyis asrui mosin shenolet u'miachem b'tishrei. If it's born after the 22nd, it's not going to be fit to be eaten by Echad B'Tishrei, so its Rosh Hashanah is going to be for the coming year. Because if it goes like Tvua by a Shlish, when did it reach being edible? Then the same thing over here. When did it reach being edible? After Tishrei. Sheino Roy Lakrov Ad Rosh Hashanah, then it should be in the coming year. Reb Shimon Kedate, Sigmar says no. Reb Shimon holds, like he holds Lagabe Meiser Behema, that the halacha is that you can take off Meiser Behema even though it's not fit to be shechted. The Sforle, the Gam Sheno Roy Lakrova, the Hainu Bechai Gav, the Mechusus Man, Nichnas Ladir Lesasar, Vahavi Kishlish, Ad Chav Tesbo. And therefore, it's fit for Meiser Behema till the end of El. Ad Chav Tesbo El Lislach, to Ben Azai Stama Omer, Ha'alulim, Dimashm Lechol HaChodesh. And then Azai also says like that. That depends when it was born. Has nothing to do with the 8 days. The Kan lo motzi l'trut say hachid Reb Shimon l'shitas say ozel. Here he can't say, well, he goes like Reb Shimon, because he's not Reb Shimon, he's Ben Azai. So you can say Reb Shimon holds like he holds. But who said Ben Azai holds like Reb Shimon? Kede ko'omar Reb Shimon de kedaite. The logar sinen karabonan de ikra pircha mishum de lav l'shitas say. Lo mistaber lo'ok nek Reb Shimon. Right? To say that Ben Azai holds dafka like Reb Shimon and not like the Rabbanan is difficult. To say Reb Shimon holds like himself, that's fine. Ela kamada at Omar, kein at Omar al the Rabbanan. Kolomar kamola Ben Azai tzorech atol leforish to osn shenol de michav beis and chav tes misasrim l'shon abba. In b'nei shos dosan achinam and rabbanan. So you have to say that what's it called? Just like Ben Azai, the ones that are born, okay, from chav beis ad chav tes, right? You take off meiser in the coming year for what was the other one. V'tana lo osik lefrushe hani mechus reisman the milsa pshita. The Tana didn't tell me the halacha of mechus reisman. It's poshut. You don't take off meiser till the coming year for the ones that from the years before. The girsus hasforim shibushu da'al da'hechrich umi ben azeh l'rabbonim. Zoso meres, olin lo tov shenosu garsinam, b'da omar hocha l'rabbonim, im b'nei shenosan, ule ben azeh im hoelulim, shoshona habo, ma'ash mekivin shenishlam shenosu, mishosh shenolad, ozo le shenas maiso. Same thing goes with, what's it called, when the we see from Meiser, that as soon as it's born, that's when the year is counted, not when it's fit to be eaten. The nechshavim hayom yishu mechusus man betoch hashana. And the days of the 8 days are considered part of that year. They're not something separate. Shmami no be bechor gamkein chashvin and elu hayom besof shnaso tahanim yom hivoldo. The 8 days are considered part of the year, and therefore the shana goes after when it's born, not when it reached the time that you could be makrid. Reb Moni dorish lo mikra kiven tivshosu mirechem maskelim no shnaso gamkein yom hivoldo. Right, since it's kodesh mirechem, as soon as it's born, it's kodesh. And the mela, what's it called? You can't start counting the year immediately. Okay, go on. The sholosh kupo shosholosh sholosin torminus halishka. So he said that they had the big room full of the shkolid, and they took out three big baskets, each one holding three se'in, and they put the shkolim in them, and from there they took the money for the korbanos. The cost of aleim aleph beis gimel, and on these baskets was written aleph beis gimel, so they knew which one was taken first and which one second, which one third. You want to explain why you needed to mark them? Rabbi Shmuel Amar Yavonis cost of aleim. Rabbi Shmuel said they wrote it in Greek, alpha beta gamma. Some say the Takman Chavin says because that's what they used. They were more familiar with the Greek alphabet than they were with the Hebrew alphabet. And others say it was a zecher to the miracles that happened with Alexander the Great. So then they used to use these letters. Ein ha-torim nichnas lo be-pargot chofus, lo be-menal, lo be-sandal, lo be-tfilin, lo be-kmiya. Right? He's not allowed, the person who took out the shkolin wasn't allowed to go with anything that had a seam or a shoe, anything that he could hide money in. Why? Because there were v'inisim nekiyim, Hashem Yisrael, the Mishnah says. Right, you have to be without any chshad. And if you went in with something could hide coins in, people would say, then if he became poor, Shemei Yo'ani, then it's going to stand bichosh at him. But if that year he became poor, so what are they going to say? He went bankrupt. The Yomru me'ovon alishke ha'ani. You know why he became poor? Because he stole money from the lishka. He hid it in his shoes. O Shemei Ye'asher, or maybe, he'll become rich that year. If nothing happens, nobody's going to bichosh at him. But if something happens unusual that year, then they'll be choshed him. He came rich. Yomra mitrumas alishka he'asher. You know why he became rich? Because he took, these lucky coins from the trumas alishka, and that made him rich. So whatever happens, right, the guy doesn't win. That's, right? Sha'adam tzorech lotzis ide abrios. Kederosh tzorech lotzis ide amakam. It's not enough just to be good in the eyes of the Rabbanim. You have to be good in the eyes of the people too. Sh'nemar v'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael. Va'omer u'motza chen v'seichel to b'nei Elohim v'odam. The truth is the Chacham Tzvi asks, there's another limud. The Gemara by Chanukah says that if you have two doors, you have to light by both doors because people may see one door and not see a menorah and think that you didn't light. And there the Gemara brings the whole union of Chshad from Peah, that you have to take Peah at the end of the field because if you put it in the middle, people will think that you didn't take it. So it's a Chshad, right? So we learn it from the Halachas of Peah. So he Chacham Tzvi asks, why don't we learn it from here? There's a lot of terutzim. There's a din of chshad, one kind of chshad, and there's a din of yisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. Two separate kinds of things. Where one applies, where the other one applies, there's a lot of Torah from Nachronim. The Mishnah begimul kupos hamamon kulo hamuvo hayom nechnisim belishka. All the shkalim that came, they put into this big office, big storeroom. The note may have the gimel kupos, and then they filled up three big baskets, each one holding three saw of coins. And from there they would take out on each of the shalosh regalim, that was before, 15 days before, the money for karbonos tzibur from those things. The Omar Khan, ki nashim otziin, b'chol moed misham hayav shalosh kupos, kol kupa machzekes gimel sin. And what they would take out from there, he learns, like the Rambam, that they did it twice. First they put it into these gigantic baskets, and then from there they took it into smaller baskets of three se'in each before each yontif. So it was like three stages. First there was the big room, then they put it into these three things, and from those three things they took from other three things. So it comes out that if you didn't get your shkolim right away in the beginning, you didn't have a chance of having the korbanos brought actually from your coins. But the way others learn is that they had the big room, and they didn't have three baskets. They took from the big room every time into the three baskets, and if new coins were put into that room in between, you had a chance that your coins were going to be put, we'll go into the three baskets. Aleph Beis Gimel, Bigmarin Far Shlomo HaYakosvalim, why did that to write the Chlal? Yivonis Kosher Shoregilimbo, that was what they were used to speaking Greek.